It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Yesterday afternoon, NASS rated the corn crop 73% good to excellent. That's 3 percentage points higher than a week ago. Illinois improved by 13% to 69% good to excellent for soybeans. NASS rates the crop 66% good to excellent. That's a 1% improvement from last week. Spring wheat fell 6 percentage points to 79% good to excellent. Midwest slaughter hog prices today are expected to be steady at best, with most traders calling for lower prices as more packers get comfortable with their inventories. Terminals are called steady to a dollar lower in a light volume test. Tops from $49.50 to $55. Peoria called 50 cents lower today with a top price of $49.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, June 25th, negotiated swine purchases were 18,811 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $65.50 to $79. The weighted average, $74.82, a loss of 6 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $47.69 to $62.50, the weighted average $59.78. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $10,556, the base price range, $64.50 to $83, the weighted average $77.04, a gain, make that a loss, rather, of 81 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $46.27 to $62.50, and the weighted average was $59.91. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, right now across south central Illinois, some thunderstorms bringing locally heavy rainfall. There will be chances for widespread rain stretching from the north central plains today across eastern North Dakota and portions of Minnesota in through central Nebraska. Along a cold front, there's a high likelihood that showers and thunderstorms will start to develop. And while amounts are expected to be light across the general area, as that frontal system moves into southern Wisconsin, eastern Iowa, and the area stretching from northern Missouri all the way down into Texas, greater amounts of rain are expected to fall for the middle portion of this week. For Illinois and Indiana, there could be as much to as a widespread 1 to 2 to 2.5 inches of rain, generally from Interstate 80 south, with the highest expectation right across central Illinois, where high dew point temperatures will meet up with that front that looks to take place during the day Thursday. Areas to the west and to the south, the flood-prone areas stretching from the Ozarks in through the Red River Valley of Oklahoma and Texas and into northeastern Texas. Again, that area has been continually bashed with storms, flooding a common occurrence. And again, over the next 5 days, there could be anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of more rain in that area, so just compounding not only the flooding problem, but also seriously impacting the crop quality for the wheat in that area, and just too much rain. Now, after this round of rain goes through, it looks like on the computer models there will be another chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms, which produce decent rainfalls on or around July 5th through the 8th. In between some dry weather and following that dry and warmer weather. So again, we have a very important precipitation event about to take place for the eastern portion of the Corn Belt. And while shortages of rain remain, it looks like the timeliness of the rain has been pretty well placed for most of the area. So conditions really not too bad for the eastern Corn Belt. But again, in the southern plains, just way too much rain. And again, over the next 2 weeks, rainfall will be favorable for maintaining at least normal crop development in the Delta and the Southeast. They will continue to battle with the evaporative losses, but a greater boost in soil moisture needed to protect crops against the potential for more threatening period of crop stress if and when the weather pattern turns a little bit warmer and drier, which is still quite possible for quite a while in July. Crop stress would likely evolve first in a drier and warmer weather environment if greater soil moisture does not evolve first, and projections for the next week or so have that area in the Delta in the southeast picking up not a lot of rain, substantial rains for eastern Carolinas and for central and southern Florida, but the hardest hit areas across portions of eastern Alabama and western and central Georgia, they look to be getting the least amount of rain with maybe up to a half inch in some locations. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 568. And that was unchanged. Last trade was up 3.5 at the Chicago Board of Trade. July wheat opened at 589.25, down a quarter. Last trade up 2. December 614.5, down a quarter. Last trade up 2. July corn opened at 358.75, up 1. Last trade up 2. December 373.75, down a quarter. Last trade up 2. March 385, down a quarter. Last trade up 2.25. July 399, unchanged. Last trade unchanged. July beans opened at 803.25, down 1. Last trade down 3.5. September 821.75, up a half. Last trade down 4.5. November 838.75, up a quarter. Last trade down 3.5. January 852.25, up 2.5. Last trade down 3.5. July of 2008, 868.5, up 1.5. Last trade down 3.5. July soybean meal opened at 219.90, down 20. Last trade down 170. July soybean oil opened at 35.12, up 4. Last trade down 16. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
What's the trade going to make of the beauty contest that is the NASS reports from yesterday afternoon?
Well, I don't know why there was people thinking they would go down. They did go down in states that didn't get as much rain, like Ohio, a hair, and I think Indiana was unchanged, but Illinois went back up a bunch because we did get lots of rain, and our crop is a lot better than it was a week ago. So up 3 on the corn, and I don't remember what the beans were, but they were up, and that's going to help industry say that, we're going to have a good crop and help keep either a lid on it or push it a little lower.
Your beans were up 1% to 66%, good to excellent. Let's look at some prices. Let me ask you whether or now you think that something, say between 367.5 and 370 will hold into Friday?
I don't know that it will. There's rumors out there that USDA is going to come up with more corn acres for some reason, and I would say it won't. Yesterday we hit 73 for low, closed at 74. You're talking in that 8 cents lower. I wouldn't be surprised to see it down at the 360 area.
The guesses are supposed to come out later this morning, I think, and I would anticipate that those guesses will be very wide as to the range of what the USDA may add or subtract from the national corn crop. Does that mean that Friday could be a very interesting, highly explosive
right.
session?
We've got people all over the place as far as going to have guesses, as much as, down a million on corn to up 2 million, and on beans of maybe unchanged to up a million to down a half a million. So, yeah, that whenever we do get those numbers from USDA, it will have some effect on some of the people that were on the wrong side.
What about soybeans? Is 820 a good support for November beans?
I think that probably is now. That's down another 18 cents, but there are people out there touting today to buy beans at 801, so, and that's down 38. I don't know how we'll get there, but with good weather and good prospects of more good weather, you know, we could, you know, we've dropped, what, 60 to 70 cents in a week. We could drop that much again in 2 to 3 days. So it's not out of the question, but I think it ought to hold.
Turn your attention to wheat. There was a Stats Canada report out this morning. Anything of there in interest?
Well, it seems that they're not going to have maybe as much of a wheat crop as they thought they were. And as a result of that, the Minneapolis wheat's supposedly maybe going to go wild to the upside.
And the Chicago Board of Trade wheat today?
That one is also going to be up, helped support by the Canada report and the Minneapolis wheat.
So before I let you go then, Pete, your bias toward Friday's report on beans and corn, higher or lower than USD estimates?
I think that my bias would be corn about where they were and beans a few more acres because of all the wheat that was torn up and put to beans.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.